Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna let
you
down.
Never stay for us.
Oh, I'm never.
Thank you. And yes, we praise you, O God, for what you have done, what you're doing, and what you will do. The woman of God is already on the line. But, you know, we always like to set the atmosphere. We always like to set the atmosphere because it's not about us. It is about him. When you worship him and show him that you love him and worship him, he will come into the space that you're in. And he will suck with you. Father, we just welcome your presence right now. We honor you this morning, God. We thank you for touching us with your finger of love this morning. Oh, Father, we just pray, oh, God, as the atmosphere has already been saturated for your anointing. Oh, God, the atmosphere has been sterilized, oh, God, so that your word can go forth to the four corners of the earth. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you would touch people near and far, God, that as they hear this law, the law that she is teaching on this morning, God, that people will be convicted, oh God, and converted. This morning, in the precious name of Jesus, Father, we pray that the anointing that destroy yokes and remove burdens will rest upon her lips. Oh, God, rest upon her eyes, rest upon her ears, that she would hear, that she would see, and that she would speak, God. God, we ask, God, that you take away any fear that she might have right now, because you have not given her the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, Father. We ask now that you order her tongue and let her tongue be the pen of a ready writer to write on the parchment of our hearts today, Lord. God, even the ones that come that want to just come on the church line to criticize and critique, God, we ask, God, that you, Lord, you do the judging. You touch their hearts, oh God, and you convict them to the truth, oh God, for only the truth will set a man free, oh God. Lord, we just bless your name, we praise you, and we glorify you for anointing your daughter today to feed us from with manna from heaven. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Come on, Evangelist Lulu. And let the Lord use you. Come on in. Come on in. I'm going on mute as soon as I hear your voice.
Praise God. Thank you, Apostle Patterson. Oh, this is a wonderful day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We don't know about tomorrow. And yesterday is gone. Thank you, Lord, for giving me breath, life, and allowing me to be here today. Oh, thank you, Lord. I am truly blessed and honored, and this is a privilege. And I thank all those involved for allowing me this opportunity to speak on the Ten Commandments. Yes, this is on my heart today to the world and anyone who will listen. This is the royal law handed down to us by the Almighty God. And we need them. We need them more than ever right now. And we need to write them on our hearts. I want to begin by in Exodus, where Moses first encountered God to receive the Ten Commandments. But before I start, I want to say give an honor to all those who are on the line, and a special blessing and thanks to my dear and wonderful friend, Apostle Millie Jefferson, also Pastor Linda and her husband, Bishop James. Oh, what a wonderful meeting that we had in Clydesdale in July to meet with you all. God has blessed that we were able to journey and return safe and sound. I will start, like I said, in Exodus, where it began that Moses went up on the mountain, Mount Sinai, and he encountered such a miracle as the burning bush. It was burning, but it didn't consume itself, so it got his attention. It was like nothing else he had ever seen before. God had to speak to him. But he first had to say, come here, Moses. I want to show you and get your attention. I got something I got to reveal to you, because you got to take it back to the Israelites. Somehow they've forgotten who I am, what I did for them, and who's continuing to do for them. So they need some laws. They need for you to set them straight and tell them about what God wants for them. So up on Mount Sinai, there Moses encountered the miracle. And it shocked him. Scared him, probably all of the above, but he knew God had power, and he was willing to listen and accept these rules that God was handing down to him for him to reveal to the Israelites. There, God wrote in his hand on the stone. And Moses witnessed that. They said it was such an encounter that his hair turned white. It was such an impactful moment in his life that it, as they said, changed him in a lot of ways. But that was the power of God. And he was revealing to Moses these wonderful laws, these laws from God for us to live by. These were rules, commandments. These are things for you to do. As they say, I command. He's telling us to do these things. He didn't give us a million. He only gave us 10. In my mind, the reason for that, he wants us to memorize, learn, as they say, and don't forget not even one of them. They all important. So we got the Ten Commandments written Amen. On stone, given to Moses. Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
What a day. What a day to get the word from God. As they say, straight from him. This is what I want you to do. So Moses got this, and went down the mountain. when he met with the Israelites, he was shocked at what was going on and what was doing. Moses rocked and broke them. So he, oh, what happened here? God said, well, Moses, I wrote the first one. You dropped and broke those. You got to write them just as I tell you to write them. So that was
God.
A blessing given of these tablets written in stone. But because Moses didn't take care and didn't keep the one, he had to use his hand to rewrite them. But they all from God, the Ten Commandments. And they say today they are put in the Ark of the Covenant. The Jews have a box, so that's for their use. And they said only certain eyes can open this Ark of the Covenant. So if you try to sit in and look on it, say you're going to die. I ain't tried. But I say that's where they have said they placed those stones. But before I go on, I want to remind, maybe some people remember, I know Apostle Millie, he's from Alabama like me, it was a politician back in 2001 named Roy Moore. He got quite a bit of attention all over America. He had a sculptor, Richard Hammerman from Tuscaloosa, to build they call it gunite. It wasn't, it was a particular stone sculpture where it's an open Bible to the Ten Commandments, and then at the bottom part of it, like a block. There's pictures of it on YouTube, if you Google it. But he was Chief Justice of the Supreme Court in Alabama at that time. And he had it built and brought it to the building, put it there. Controversy, take it away, it shouldn't be there, it's religious. But he was adamant that he was going to leave it there. Well, it was a judge. They actually had it in court. And Roy Moore lost. And they kind of got him off the bench. He didn't want to obey the government. They told him to remove it, and he didn't. So put him down from being Chief Justice. So in 2003, they removed this monument he had built. And the reason in, they said, he was saying, it indicated he was only going to rule religiously in his judgment against people on the bench. And that was not what he was there to do. That was the... Oh, Lord, something, bless me, Lord, something hit my house or sound like it hit the house. But he lost and he had to step down. The judge that ruled against him was Myron Thompson. He was a black judge on it. So they wanted to say it was a black and white issue, but actually he showed them in the Constitution that you don't do that. That's not what you put on the bench to do, to bring monuments. And so it ended with Roy Moore being, having to step down and the monument gone. But my take on that was, the Ten Commandments should be written on the contents of your heart. You should live by it every day. You don't need a monument to know you should not kill, that you should not do the things that's written in the Bible in the Ten Commandments. And if it was going to cause that much controversy, you know, maybe it needed to not be there because you getting off track. You causing people to be in discord. And according to my Bible, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. You're causing discord. You're causing people to be looking at other things other than what the commandments tell them to do. So that ended that controversy in Alabama. But I can tell you, Roy Moore is still alive, as he's still kicking, and he go around giving speeches, and sometimes they say he bring that monument with him.
Mm-hmm.
But more power to him if that's his way of wanting to, I guess, spread the news of the Ten Commandments. I will go on. According to Exodus, that God gave a statement saying, I am the Lord thy God. He before mm-hmm. he got into telling you the rules, he let you know who he was. And God is just who he says he is, people.
Amen.
He got the power. He will rule and super rule, whether you like it or not. So he tells
Amen.
Them, I got the right to tell you these 10 rules. And in some accounts, they say it's 313 words. It's just the long version of the Ten Commandments. Well, you can memorize other things. That ain't too much for you to memorize. 300 words. Short version is about 24. Got your idea, got your... But the long version gives more explanation of each one. So we want to start with one. You should have no other God before me. He said in the beginning there, I am God, and I'm giving these rules out.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put no God before me. I'm the one and only true God.
Amen.
Two, he said, thou shalt not make any idol or graven image. Oh, the Israelites, they were free. They had fat calves, gold calves. They had all this above God. He said, I am a jealous God. He mean, mm-hmm. get that back. He said, don't use graven images of any God or anything. Because they ain't got no power for one thing. And then that's like, as people say, that's a slap in my face. Look what all I'm doing for you, have done for you. And then you go get a cast, make him a gold, who has no power, who didn't bring you across the Red Sea on dry land. And cast
right
didn't
now.
Do that for you. He didn't do it. He had no power. Pharaoh's on it. As they say, got drowned in the sea because they thought they could sashay across that dry land, but they didn't make it. I tell you, won't
Amen.
Get my people anymore. They are free of you. They are out of bondage. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
God is so good. You ought to Amen. Praise him for his goodness. But here they had all these, and he said, no, don't do that. He said, number three, you shall not misuse the name of the Lord. Don't use the Lord's name in vain. The Lord's name is so precious.
Mm.
And it's so powerful. Sometimes when I feel low, I just call the Lord's name. Lord, 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 Lord. I even had a haiku. God is love. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. I thank God that he is the one with the power. Oh, precious name of the Lord. You ought to call on it. I suggest to call on the name of the Lord. He's the one with the power. He said, don't misuse it. Don't use curse words and use my name in it. Because it's disrespectful. It's not right. Don't do that. So he tells you that commandment. Don't misuse my name. Don't get my name twisted. It's higher and above all other names.
Amen.
Amen. Respect you, Lord. We respect your name, Lord.
Yes,
and come
do,
on
Lord.
To number four. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy.
Remember
Amen.
The Sabbath.
Now, it's some controversy. Is it Sunday or is it actually Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, whether it's either one of those days, you need to show some sign that you're keeping it holy.
Amen.
What does that look like? You pray. Mm-hmm. You don't work. You take time. Give God praise. Worship him. You can go to church, but nowadays with Corona, you can go into another room in your house and say, Lord, I'm praising your name. Lord, I have to give you praise because you're worthy.
Yes, Lord.
God is worthy of our praise. If you choose Sunday or Saturday, I ain't mad with you using any day. But because he said he rested and on the seventh day, say, I didn't work. I just praise God. I commune with God. You pray. That's talking to God. You keep your mind on the spiritual thing and not trying to earn money or work. But, you know, they tried to trick Jesus. It's in the Bible. He did some good. He helped out. On the Sabbath, and look at him. He working on the Sabbath. He said, hey, really, this between me and God. It needed to be done, and God know my heart. I'm doing it, and God is still pleased with me. So they couldn't get him on that, but they tried. My thing is, he tell you, you need to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. God is holy. So you go commune with God that day. That's what he's telling us to do. That's the commandment he's given to us. Keep it holy. Go on to number five. Oh, this is one I had a personal encounter. This year, I was feeling so bad. God, you left me here. All my birth family gone. I ain't got nobody. Mama, daddy, sister, brother. Why? Now I'm getting, as they said, up in age or older in my goals. And they gone. But it was like somebody called my name just Lula. In the commandments, it's the one with the promise in it. It said, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. God give me these days. Don't get it twisted, Lulu. You hollering about you left here. God give you these days.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I can't do nothing but say, thank you, Lord. Use me as you see fit. Because you give me these days. I didn't wake up this morning because my alarm clock dinged for 7. God said, wake on up. Oh, I was closed in my right mind. You know what? I just got to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm blessed. As I tell my friend, we are blessed beyond measure.
Yes,
we are. You know, I keep telling them. Thank you, Lord. He's blessed.
Thank you, Lord.
So honor thy father. You know, in our organization, which I bring greetings from DAFA, we had our conference on last Thursday. And we work with families. We encourage improvement of family life. See, God ordained how we are grouped. We didn't come here and said, oh, I want to be in a family. I want to be in the rich family. I want to be in the poor family just to see how it looked like. God did the ordaining of what family you're placed in. I told somebody, I said, You know, you can have sex all day, but if God ain't ready to let you have a child, you won't have one.
That's the truth.
That's God's business.
Amen.
God knows what to do. We Amen. Come in family. We come with a mother and a father, and it says so in the commandments.
Amen.
He didn't say honor your brother and sister. He said your father and your mother. Honor them. Obey them. Respect them. Honor. I told somebody, I said, I remember one time I was disobedient. I was the baby, and everybody had, you know, gone doing other things. My brother and sister was much older. Mama left me there and said, Lord, don't. No, I'm not doing for nobody. I had to be about 8 or 9. So that's some years ago, y'all. But anyway, I remember clearly my cousin, Gertie, she steps up to the door. I'm just going to look at it. I said, no, Mama said not to let nobody in here. I want to use that phone. I want to get up in this happiness. Oh, I got a little scared. So I opened the door. She proceeded immediately to bite me on the arm. Blue blood. It hurt. I cried. Something like a big old. Shut up. That didn't hurt you. Those were her words. And she used that phone and left. I locked that door. I was still crying. I said, oh, Lord, I went to calling on God. So when my mama came home, I said, Mama, I got to tell you. She said, what is it, baby? Yeah, I was her baby. She said, what's wrong, baby? I said, Gertie bit me. She said, what's Gertie doing biting you? Where were you? I said, I was in the house. I said, I know you told me don't let nobody in the house. I said, but, Mama, I've been punished. I got my punishment. And she said, you sure have. She said, yeah, baby, you got it. She said, but come here and let me work on you. She said, because I like the fact that you told me the truth. And you didn't lie and say she did it when you were outside. You let her in. But ever since then, Mama dead and gone. What she said was law. Lula, do this, get out. Shut up, I'm doing it. Lula, I'm not because she loves me to scratch her hair. Scratch my head. Oh, that feels so good. She loved it. I scratched it just right. But God said, honor thy father and thy mother. Now, this year was the year of the fathers, and I have to confess I have no experience of a loving earthly father. My daddy, they said he was my daddy. I was scared of him. So if they showed me him, I went the other way. But sometimes he would kick. Come here, Lula. Here, I got money for you. I said, that's all right. I'm fine. I'm okay. I didn't even want that. So I do have the experience of God. But, my heavenly Father, I remember when I was little, I used to sing and pray. I think I told somebody, I was in the backyard just praying and singing. I love the song, Jesus Loves Me. Lord, I was singing it. Around the corner, here come this tall white man and said, Fred, what's that, sir? I said, what? I was just singing, sir. You know, this is in the early 60s or whatever. You know, I was scared he was going to probably say something, do something. I was just singing. His tears running down his face. He said, I had never heard that song so sweet in my life. He reached in his pocket and gave me a water. And I remember that to this day. And I was younger than when I got bit. But God, he's all in my life. And I remember how I would call out to him. I had no earthly father. I don't know that love. But I know my heavenly father's love. And I'm still blessed.
Amen.
Let me go on now. Let's talk a little bit about murder. Let's talk a little about killing. He said, do not kill. Too bad during the time Cain and Abel, he didn't get the message. Killed his brother. But, and then that boastful with God. Am I not brother's keeper? Yes. Keep your brother. Do what you can to help him.
All
he
right.
said him straight. Don't kill. It's wrong. It's in the rules. It's in the royal rules. It's in the Ten Commandments. Don't kill. Don't murder if you want to get it uppity. Do not kill. Don't take another. Don't kill. Don't take another's life. Then let's go on. Oh, number seven hollers about. Do not commit adultery. I think we grown. We know that word. Adultery is when you get with some other person other than your spouse and have sex. As plain as day, don't do it. It says,
amen.
Love your own husband, love your own wife, and when you mess up, sometimes you show not to mess up. Be some killing, it be some what? Divorcing. All of this leads to a don't do the adultery. Leave that alone. It's part of the commandment. That's not for us to do. It's plain as day. Don't do it. Let's look on to number eight now. Times may get rough, and I've been penniless, not knowing where I was going to get food, not knowing. I had a baby when she was 12 or 13 when her father died. 13, yeah, I think she was 13. Said, do not steal. What does that look like? If it ain't yours, leave it alone. It ain't yours. Don't get it. You didn't buy it. They didn't give it to you. Leave it alone. I remember my niece that came to live with me when she got pregnant. And her little baby, she stayed with me. The little baby was about 1.5. I observed my daughter telling Brittany, that was the name, she would do her finger. That's not yours. Don't bother it. That's not yours, Brittany. Because she would go and, you know, she was a baby, you know, pick it up there. And I said, you telling her right. Start early. Don't allow children just because they're young and cute. Go get something that's not theirs. Why? They get in the habit. I used to get what I want and just pick it up and take it. That's dangerous. That's dangerous. Don't do it. It's not yours. Leave it alone. Do not steal. Times get rough. Like I said, I was down, penniless, worried, didn't know. I called out to God, and this is the truth. This woman is still a living. She sent me $100 in the car and said, God told me to give this to you, Lula. I go, huh? I know I've been praying. I know I've been calling out to him, but what? Remember my church. And when I got, as they said, on my feet, I got better. It had more means, however you want to say it. I wanted to give her that $100 back to her and thank her. I was at a low time in my life financially. I didn't have it. And she said, Lord, no, you're not going to buy my blessings. I obey God.
Oh,
and
God.
I thanked her again. I thanked her again. And then I just proceeded to thank the Heavenly Father. Because he hears. He understands. And he pity every groan. Sometimes I would be so that all I could do is moan. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. Oh. Don't tell me he don't hear.
Yes, he does.
Yes. You ain't got to use the words because he already know what you're moaning about.
He already
know your condition. And they said, the condition, my condition is in. He already knew. I didn't know.
Already, hallelujah.
But I told somebody, I said, I can't stay on my body. This ain't, this it. I can't do nothing but call on God. I mean, couldn't you go out? No. No, I'm not doing that. I'm going to obey God. So don't steal. If you in need, call on God. Do your best. Work for it. And my thing, too, I know some people help beggars on the street. My advice to them, obey God. Get the Ten Commandments. God will lead and guide you. He didn't say stand on the street and beg. Thing to do, especially for a female. Sometimes people walk by and say, come on, get in, and you never see them again. God is a good God. He will help you. And if I give you $1 a day, you back out there tomorrow. Hey, that didn't help you. Amen. That didn't help you.
My.
Let's look at number 9. You shall not lie. Oh, I told my friend when I read about Ananias and Sapphira, the wife. That's a friar. I want to say it right. You can read about it, Acts 5th chapter. You can go there. But my thing is, if you promise God, you're messing up if you're lying to God.
Oh, Jesus.
And it was so evident. It was so evident how God responded when they lied and died on the spot. I said, he didn't give them a chance to say, I lied, let me get this straight. No. They didn't have a chance. Because they plotted. They knew what they were doing. They weren't babies. They were selling land. They were selling a possession. And they promised their Holy Ghost, when I get my money, I'm going to give you, the apostles, some money. Now, they said that. I don't know who twisted their arm or why they thought they had to say that if they wasn't going to do that. But it was evident that God let them know, you don't do that. You don't lie. I'm scared to lie. When I read about what happened to them, I said, oh, Lord, make me truthful. I told my friends, if you don't want the truth, you don't need to talk to me, because I done already asked to be truthful.
Amen.
I ain't got no reason to lie. And if you lie, it's consequences. You check out Adonai and Sapphira. They bear it side by side. They thank you, Karen, to tear you out. Told her this is good because she lied. She stood there and lied to the apostle, just like the husband did.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they said be careful in who you marry or who you have a union with. It needs to be someone who loves and know God.
Amen.
And that'll make them be right. I remember I broke up with a guy. The last thing he told me, I'm a sinner. And God didn't let him come back to my house. I don't need that.
All right, now.
I don't need it. I'm for God and you for the devil. As they say, I'm equally yoked or not in the same fit. I told one, we ain't in the same universe. I don't need that.
All right,
I don't
now.
Need that. Be careful who you have a union with. Oh! We know not to lie. If you're thinking about lying, read Acts 5 and see what happened to Ananias and his wife. Think about it. Oh, and then the tick. Yeah. As my friend said, David can tell more about the covenant. He could tell the world that he sure enough messed up. And then he got tricked into saying that man needs to be. And then they told him, look out, David, that's you. You the one done those things. Oh, but he repented. He asked God to forgive him. And we got a good God. He said he was a man after his own heart, even though he had been coveted of Bathsheba. He's looking in the window at her. Oh, he's lusting at somebody else's wife. He had one, but he's looking out. Oh, she's beautiful. I just got to have her for myself. But she was already taken. They said, oh, covet was in another man's house. They said even his servant, even his ass, leave that alone. Don't be looking at it. Don't be wanting it. And don't try to take it. You're going to have a bad evening if you do. Oh, I done took his wife. Uh-oh. God ain't going to like it. He tell us plain as day, don't do that. Do not covet. Do not want and lust after what is not yours. In another man's possession. Another house, leave it alone. Oh, we are hearing about the royal law of God. God put it on my heart and mine to tell you today that we need to keep his commandments. These are our rules to live by. God said in his word, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Amen.
It ain't hard. He didn't give us a million. He said 10. You can memorize them, write them on the contents of your heart so you can live them every day. Wake me up. You will know not to lie or steal, cheat, or do anything contrary to the laws of God. Oh, I thank God that I know about his laws. And then they tell you another thing. When you obey these 10 commandments, God offer you blessings. Oh, blessings, blessings from God. We all need his blessings. He said, if you want to do what God say do, obey these rules. Obey the rules of God. Why? He's going to bless you. You're going to be blessed for it. He let me live. I was questioning it. Oh, but you honor your mother and father. Hey, God giving you these years. Thank you, Lord. I praise his name. Thank you, Lord. We ought to obey these 10 rules. God gave them. We need to obey them. Right now, Lord, I thank you for this opportunity. I thank your rules. Listen, and I want to say to those who are convicted and want to turn their life around, you need God in your life. Man will lie on you. Man will leave you when you need a friend, but you need God in your life.
Hallelujah.
You clean his day. These are my rules. Hey, we need to follow those rules. And I thank God for giving these rules. And I ask them for strength and courage to keep on living a life that's pleasing with God. That's what I want to do. I won't stop now. I was telling them in the meeting, I thought about it. I need to shut down an organization. We co-founded and established 37 years ago. My baby was a baby in my arms. She's a vice president now. I said, but God said, Lula, you need to continue. Do your best. Hey, what you do might help somebody. And friends, I got to give him a presentation, a new memo on the board says, Lula, your presentation blessed me. Oh, Lord, I say, I know it ain't nobody but God, because I had thought about not doing a presentation, sitting down, retiring, letting others do it. But he said, oh, not yet. So I thank God, for his power, for his love, and for leading and guiding me. I want to do his will. Right now, I thank God for this day. And I thank y'all for being here and being praying for me. Thank you for your prayers. This is my first time speaking on this venue, but God said, if you open your mouth, I'll tell you what to say. And you know what? I trust God, and I'll continue to trust in him. And I am God is just who he says he is, and he's given us these rules, and I praise God that we will live by them. Thank you. I want to turn it back over to Apostle Callender, Pastor Linda. I appreciate so much this opportunity. I'm turning it back over to you. Thank you.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It's in Bishop Abbott.
He's here. Bishop is there. Hallelujah.
Good day, everyone. God be all the glory, honor, and praise.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Heavenly Father, for a lot here in the land of the living. Now, and there's so many people who have not received you, Jesus, as their Savior. But today I urge everyone, if you have never received Jesus as your Savior, or if you have backslidden, rededicate your life to Christ. There's so many things going on in this world, and we never know when our soul will be required by God. Please let not you dying on that cross for all of us be in vain. I mean, you know, how could he love us so much? People still don't show him the love that he gave us, and he still gives us. Even in our sin, he still gives us love. I urge you, please accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And if you have a Bible, go to the book of Romans at chapter 10, as I see every day, beginning at verse 8. It says, but what does it say? The word is near you. It's in your mouth. Very simple. All you have to do is say, Jesus, I need a Savior, and you are the only Savior. I'm confessing my life to you, and I will sin no more. I'm going to fight real hard not to sin. I know we're human, and we do fall short of the glory of God, but I'm going to fight not to sin anymore. I want my heavenly reward, and I want to please you, God. I want to please you. So if you've made that short confession that you believe that Jesus died for our sins and that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It's just by saying that. Now, the key is you must repent, not returning to the previous things that you were doing, or saying, or places you were going, anything that was against God's will. Okay. Now, if you have and made that confession, remember, you must repent. And for the brothers and sisters who are prodigal sons and daughters, I should say who were, because I know that you've accepted Jesus, rededicated your life to God Christ. And it just hurts so bad when I see people just dying in bad accidents, fires or whatever, people getting shot down on the street because some a club wants to have an initiation that you got to kill somebody. You never know. And I pray it not happen to anybody else. But we must remember that this world has wickedness all over it, all under it, all through it. And the enemy is trying to get us in his. We reject him in the name of Jesus. No, Jesus, reject the enemy for your sake alone. Now, if you have a Bible, I suggest that you read your Bible daily and ask God to give you the instructions and the wisdom and understanding that you need to have in order to read the Bible and get the full knowledge. And he will, the Holy Spirit will reveal it to you. So you must be baptized is your next step. And as we do on Black Talk Radio, we go down into what's commonly called the liquid grave. And it's just an outward sign that we are dying to sin and rising into Christ Jesus. We go under the water for baptism. So God bless each and every one of you. And we must be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in the book of Acts chapter 2, at verse 38, begin at verse 38. And the first thing said, Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. He is the only way. And he said, repent. That's the very first thing he told them, repent. Remove yourself from this perverse generation. Hallelujah. Be in this world, we have to be while we're alive, but we don't have to be of this world. There's many people who, even clergy, who have slipped back into darkness, you know, and they're doing all kinds of stuff on Facebook and going out public places and getting videoed and, you know, just to show off to other people. Who are you going to show off when you cross over? Who are you going to show off to? You know, you want to show off for the devil or against the devil? Just make it against the devil, people. If you're going to show up and show off for God. Show out for God. So God bless each and every one of you. Invite someone to your baptism. For doing so, that person, if they receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior, there's going to be notation in your account in heaven that you encourage someone to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So I urge you to do so. And it doesn't have to be anybody you know, just anybody, you know, co-workers, family members, you know, neighbors, whatever. Invite someone because you're an ambassador now for Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. And
Amen.
Hallelujah, and God bless each and every one of you, and welcome to the family of God, welcome to Block Talk Radio, and in the comments, if you have a comment, should I just receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior, hey, this is beautiful, you're putting it out all worldwide over the air, do it for your soul's sake, for Jesus' sake, hallelujah.
Okay, amen.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much, Bishop, for that prayer of salvation. We pray that many would hear it and many would be cut and converted and be healed by the Holy Spirit, giving their lives over to him. Father, we just thank you and praise you, O God, for this evangelist that was willing to come in this morning and break bread for us, for your people. Lord, we ask that even right now that you would fill her cup with fresh oil, fresh wine, oh God, as you did for David. Lord, that at the next appointed time that she will have more than enough. We ask, oh God, that even as your word went forth with power and authority, Lord, we know without a shadow of doubt that it will do what it was sent to do. And that many would hear it and many would be transformed. Many would be healed and delivered, oh God. So, Father, we just ask your blessing to continue to rest upon that word as it goes through the airwaves electronically, that whoever hears, Lord God, would not just be hearers, but become doers of your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist. I was just so elated because, you know, I like your style. I was so elated of the way you brought in your little stories and put your little stories in there. I know you walk with the apostle. I can tell you walk with the apostle. You walk with the apostle because you're bringing your little stories like she does. You know, And I was just blessed with it. I tell you the truth, I was blessed with it. Even though I just don't claim this because I was just praying for myself. I was carrying this severe headache since last night. And it was just, trying to see if it can disturb me, but I laid both hands on my head. And I was just talking to Jehovah Rapha, my healer, you know, and lay both hands on the bed while I was listening to the words, you know. And I said, Lord, I know my blood pressure is good, but this headache, I didn't know where it came from, but wherever it came from, I sent it back. Got to go back.
Thank you.
It's not mine. I don't claim it.
God,
it's not mine.
Healer.
And I said, God, you are my Rapha, my Jehovah Rapha. So, but the word, my God, you know, I like it when you talk about Moses. He went up there, he seen the miracle. He didn't only receive the miracle, but he seen the miracle. And he saw that bush. That bush was burning, but it wasn't consumed. And then you talked about how God wrote the first 10 commandments, but Moses had to write the second because of his disobedience. Moses allowed the people to get to him, and as you was preaching that word and teaching that word, I was saying to myself, we see it all the time on Blog Talk Radio. You cannot allow people to invade your mind. You can't allow people to live into your mind free of cost, rent free. You know, so never allow them to come. And so Moses was doing well. He was well. I mean, God loved Moses. You can tell he loved Moses. He buried Moses. Nobody, they're still looking for Moses' body. Can't find it because God put it where no one can find it. Only he knows. Not even the angels in heaven don't know where Moses buried. But Moses allowed the people to get to him because the people were disobedient. And all that God was doing for them, they still was going and want to do their own thing. You talked about the box of the covenant, now the Ark of the Covenant. You talked about the laws in the box. You know, it was a prophetic message, you know, because God's word is prophetic. You know, it's prophetic and then it unfolds so you can see the reality of the word of God. So you were just, you were preaching and teaching so well. I thank God for God calling you out. I really do thank God and praise God for him calling you out. And I pray that you would step up even more to teaching and preaching wherever you go. Let people know who you are and whose you are. You know, that's the next message I'm going to preach about. I'm going to preach about, do you know who you are and whose you are? That's the next message I'm going to bring up. But God is just so faithful to the word. There was a couple of new people on the line today, I believe, that they came on to hear you. They even got on before you got there. And they listened to the message. So I pray God continue to bless you, keep you, and that God will preserve you. Your best is yet to come, woman of God. Your best is yet to come. Hallelujah. All your failures now become success. All your failures become successes right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, all your shock. All your shortcomings become overcoming. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. So I'm going to open the line for anyone that wants to encourage you because this is a powerful, powerful message. And I can't wait to send it out across the airways. Yes, it's the word, the line is open. The line is open.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. Thank you for all your encouragement and for your prayers for me. You just blessed me. All of you that been praying for me. I thank you.
Thank you.
God is so good. I tell me all the time, we are blessed beyond measure. God is so good. I can't help but praise him and thank him for this day, for all of you accepting me. I'm still going to do it, get the picture of us when we had that together. But I consider myself a poet. I write poems, haikus, and I wrote one about that meeting in Slidell, how I felt so accepted and so loved and how you gave me the name of Runway. I love it. Thank God for all of you. I just want to say thank you. Thank you.
Thank you,
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I finished. You're
welcome. Let me just say this to you, evangelist. Let me say this to you. And this is coming from the center, not the bottom, not the back. This is coming from the center of my heart. I know people say this. I tell you this from the bottom. I don't need nothing from the bottom of nobody's heart. I need it from the center. I'm telling you this from the center of my heart. You're not a hard person to love. You're a very easy person to love. You're a very easy person to accept. Because you put out what you need to receive. You put out love.
Thank
you put out
you.
Compassion. You put out mercy.
Yes.
You put out grace. You put
yes.
out love in abundance. You are full with it. I mean, you are
Thank
filled
you.
With the love of God. And that's what
Thank
you put out.
You.
So it's not a hard, it wasn't hard for us to accept you. I didn't even
Thank
have to try.
You.
I didn't have
Thank
to try.
You.
You know, it was right there. It was right there. I mean, everything you did was taking my heart to another dimension. Everything that you were
Thank
doing.
Thank you.
You know,
you are so
and then the Lord
Thank
showed
you.
Me that he had already called you. The Lord said he had already called you. And that's what we had to do. We had to obey what the Lord said, just like you're teaching today. We had to obey what the Lord said, not
I
what man
God.
Said, but what
oh,
God
yes,
said.
Yes, Lord.
That's right.
Thank
so
you,
So the
Lord.
Line is open. The line is open. I'm going to shut my mouth up because, you know, I'm long-winded. I'm going to shut my mouth. I love to glorify God. I love to talk about God's majestic powers. I love to talk about not David's power. David don't have no power of his own, but the power that's in me is from God. All of us, we don't have no power of our own.
Amen.
We have what
Amen.
God gave what God gave to
what
us.
What God give us.
What
Amen.
God gave to us. What God gave to us.
Yes.
And I love to glorify God. I just love to talk about him. I talk about him until he makes me cry. Because I cry. I cry because I wonder at some time I'm asking myself. When I'm talking about him, I cry because I say, God, why would you find favor to use me? To use me. Because I'm not worthy to be used, but he used me anyway. You know, so I cry.
He uses him.
So I have
yes,
to stop.
Lord.
I have to stop before I
Thank
start
you,
weeping
Lord.
Here now. So the line is open. Thank you so much, Evangelist. Thank you again. 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 I tell you, glory to God, I feel the Holy Ghost right there. I'm telling you, thank you again because that you stepped up, you're going to see some miracles begin to happen in your life. You're going to begin to see some miracles happen in your life. You know, even though you talked about Moses, but you know, Moses didn't experience the miracles until he stepped up. He didn't experience the miracles
Amen.
Of God until
Amen.
He stepped up. You hear what I'm saying? He didn't experience the miracles.
He had to step up,
do what God said. And when he stepped up, then we begin to see the miracles, the true miracles of God working through his life. Hallelujah. But the line is open. I'm going on mute for sure right now.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I give honor to the Lord. To my spirit, the living God, as well as in my body. And to our overseer, Pastor David Callan, and his lovely wife, to our lovely sister, Pastor Linda Washington, and her husband,
yes,
Mr. James.
Yes,
to our new evangelist, I'm so proud. God knows I'm just blessing my heart.
Beautiful.
It was a beautiful
thank
word.
You,
oh, it was beautiful. It was, and I just thank God for you. And I thank God for the grand and Deacon Frazier.
Yes.
But, you know, I just thank God for your obedience, you know, your obedience. I just thank God for you, Lula. And I know you feel the same towards me, but, you know, it was appointed time for you to make your step.
Amen. That's right.
And
Amen.
I'm so glad
Amen.
We weren't even talking about this. We weren't even talking. We were talking about something else. And out of my mouth, I said, I want you to call me speak. And you said, yes. I said, praise God. I got that phone. I called Pastor Apostle.
Thank you, Lord.
She's going to call me. I know she's going to call me when she hears something. And Paul, Apostle Linda was so happy. She was so happy. She said, we know that Apostle Callan are going to be so happy
And you know, I just encourage you, sister. Keep on keeping on.
Thank you.
And as the apostle said, we can't see what God produces in our life. But I know we undoes a lot, did a lot of things in our life. But can we make that moment to step up? And see, you made that moment to come out. I'm saying you came out in the open. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And now you see.
Hallelujah.
You see.
Praise God.
Your life, what people have been telling you. And this is just the beginning. And I'm going to shut up because you said enough. And it's to bless our spirit. You bless our spirit.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Matthew was ministering. You know, he just took up back different things. It's happened. It happened. Oh, God, I thank God for you.
Thank you for even asking me. I didn't even know you would ask me. I didn't know what God said do. And I trust God. Thank you.
Amen. And I just thank God for all of my sisters and brothers on this line, because I know we all been praying for God to add, and I just really believe He's going to add.
Yes, He will.
He's got His own timing, but He's going to put on Block Talk who He wants. Amen?
Amen. 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 God knows what to do.
Hey, now, I'm going to do the Apostle Linda like she do me. Now, I'm going to be quiet. Let the sidewall come on here now.
I'm not going to take the line hostage. You know, I've been accused of taking the line hostage so many times. But praise God for this day that I've been looking forward to. All of our obedience, of course, to God Almighty, our halfway, glory be to God. And we honor our Apostle Calendar.
Amen.
Entire family, we honor him for what he does for the Lord.
Amen.
Not because he's our brother, but because of what he does for the kingdom. And everybody on this line that's doing the work of the Lord and doing the work of the Lord from their heart. Amen.
Their heart
to give it to the Lord. Our Apostle Millie Jefferson, my beautiful little sister, hallelujah, and my sister who brought the word today, glory be to God, our beautiful, beautiful Lula. Hallelujah. But today you brought the word of God and you did it so beautifully, like Apostle Millie said, with such tenacity and excitement. And we thank God for that, because you're excited about what you do. When you do it well. Everything you do, I
thank
you. A woman of holiness, and you do everything the way God will want you to do it. Hallelujah.
Amen. I strive to do that.
And I know who you are. I know your spirit. Amen. So I thank God for you. I thank God that you, some points that you brought out. I just have to speak on this point about the Father. Fortunately, I too did not have a relationship with my bio dad. And it bothered me, and it put a spirit of rejection on my life. And as a result, you know, I was looking for love in many different places where I shouldn't have. Because when I had a void in my life, and it was because of him. And so there was a time when I reached out to him, but to no avail. There was no relationship that was started between us. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to leave this alone. About three or four times I reached out, and it didn't work. It just didn't work. He just didn't know how to be a father. I realized he didn't want to be a father. He didn't know how to be a father.
He didn't know how to be a father.
And I realized that after I had some talks with God. But what happened was he got sick. And when he got sick, I didn't go to see him. I thought, he doesn't deserve that. And I was wrong for that. Now, this is after I began to talk to God. I began to have a relationship with God. But I wasn't deep into the word at the time. But anyway, I said, I'm not going to the hospital. He doesn't deserve that. He didn't do anything for me in my life. He was never there for me for anything. So I didn't go. Anyway, so then when he died, my brother called and he said, are you going to go to the funeral? I said, oh, heck no. At that time, I was using those choice words. And I said, I'm saying no now, but I said something else then. And I said, no. And he doesn't deserve my respect. He doesn't deserve, you know how they say you go pay your respect. I said, I don't owe this man no respect. I'm not going. And my brother said, he's my half-brother. He said the same thing because we both tried to reach out. We brought his grandchildren to him. We're thinking, well, he didn't do this with us. He didn't be a father to us. Maybe he could just be a grandfather, you know. So we would bring the children, and it didn't work. He just didn't know how. All he knew to do was gamble and drink, have a good time, and he was a womanizer. So that's what he wanted to do in his life. And so my brother says, I'm not going. So I didn't go. So it was some time later, and I'm still pursuing God. And all of a sudden, God brought it to me. I thought about the conversation that I had with my brother, and God told me I should have gone to that funeral. And I'm like, why? You know, me and God having this conversation, because my word says, honor thy father and thy mother.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He didn't say
hallelujah.
Honor thy mother if they were good, bad, ugly, indifferent.
That's right. He didn't honor say how they were. He said, for what you have to do. Amen.
Amen. So he let me, I said, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, God, because I offended God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I offended God because I disobeyed his commandment, but I didn't know. I didn't think of it that way. I wasn't deep into the word like that. I wasn't thinking of the commandment of God. I wasn't even looking at the commandments of God. So today, you now brought those commandments, and I pray that people paid attention.
Thank you, Lord.
Because a lot of people don't go to the Ten Commandments. They read other parts of the Bible, you know, and they don't really go and look at the Ten Commandments, looking at the laws of God that we must obey. Not only did he say obey his laws, but obey the laws of the land.
Right.
Obey the laws of the land.
Amen.
So I got chastised for that. I got chastised for that. And then he also said, I said, but God, he wasn't a daddy to me. It hurt me all my life. I felt rejected. I felt so unloved, even though my mother loved me, but there was a void there.
Amen.
So here's what God did. He ministered to me. He said, you were never without a father.
Never.
I was so
God.
Always your father.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
I have loved you with an everlasting love. I was like, oh, did I weep? Did I cry?
Woo.
I said, oh, God. And that rejection spirit left me. It
praise
left
God.
Me.
God will do it.
About relationships in my life. Amen.
Yes,
because
Lord.
God let me know I'm your father.
You can.
Thank
you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I had my experience with that. And also, I thought about Sapphira and Ananias, because God was making an example of them.
Yes.
He let them drop right there. Peter spoke that word, and that just lets us know we can speak a word.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We can speak a word. And be careful what you speak out your mouth, especially if you are anointed of God.
Whoa.
If you are anointed of God, when you point your finger and you speak a word, believe me, God honors the words of his servant. But at any
yes, Lord.
And you stop.
Thank you, Lord.
Instead of her telling the truth, she didn't come in telling the truth. She come in trying to make an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, God won't accept no excuses. Lies ain't going to work, and not obeying God's word is not going to work with God. You obey or you going to pay. Bottom line, you're going to pay because God is going to chastise us when we don't obey his word. It's the law. When you break the law, you're going to pay the consequence. When you break the law,
amen.
When they catch you for lying, stealing, murder, all these things, you're going to pay. And if you get caught with somebody's husband, you're going to pay. Somebody's wife, you're going to pay.
It's bad consequences.
That's why there's a consequence for everything. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. So just reminding us today what you did today, bringing us back to what happened and how Moses was so disappointed in these people. And they caused their own brother to stumble. They caused Moses to stumble by what they did. And God said, don't cause your brother, don't cause them to stumble. Don't cause the people of God to stumble. Sometimes we'll do things to cause other people stumble.
Yes, Lord.
Disobey. God said that. Don't do that. And mothers,
amen,
and fathers, don't cause, don't provoke your children. Don't provoke your children, because sometimes we'll provoke our own children to disobey, you know. So it's just, it brought so much to mind, but I'm not going to take hostage the line. I'm going to be like Apostle.
Oh, praise God. Thank you for that.
You did a beautiful job, but I wanted to share my experience in that. In that about the Father, because our Father is so wonderful. Our Father in heaven is so wonderful, and he gave us laws to keep us in obedience, to remind us this is what, if you didn't know before, how you know, I'm giving you the laws, I'm writing the laws. And so David said, we ought to be like David. I've hidden your word in my heart. Hide the word of God in your heart, because I don't want to sin
you
against
you. So you can walk right, live right, get it in your
Hallelujah.
Heart.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes. I said, wake me up. I tell Millie anytime. Wake me up. I still speak about God and praise his name. That's all in me. That's what I know.
Amen. Amen. So
amen.
I just wanted to touch on those two things that you know, God is not going to give us a pass on any of his laws. His no excuses. He won't accept it. We better obey, or we're going to pay the consequence of whatever we do. Whether good or bad, there's a consequence. Amen. And we got to be mindful of the decisions that we make, and make those decisions based on the laws and the will of the Father. Whatever decisions we make, let's think about it. Let's think about it. Think about what God said about it. Even when we counsel people, we got to go to the word. What did God say about this? What did God say about that? And make our decisions based on that word. Go places based on the word. Whatever we do, we should do it with God in mind. Amen. And keep
amen.
Our and so I thank you. Thank you, my beautiful sister. So good to hear you. I've been praying for you to come. We've been praying for you to come. I remember a long time ago I said, come give a word. Come to Blog Talk. We want you to come. We want you to come. That was before our meeting in Slidell. I said, we want you to come. I want you to come. Come and give a word, because I saw that in you. Hallelujah. I saw the anointing. I heard the anointing on your life. Hallelujah. I heard that you're a woman of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah,
God
amen.
Said you by their spirit, and I immediately knew you by your spirit. Amen. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. That's not something that I do. That's something that he does. Hallelujah. He gives us that discerning spirit. Glory be to God.
Amen.
So thank you. Please come back soon, if you will. Every week will be good if we can get you to come. And I know you're busy, because you're a woman of God and you're busy out there in the field. But please come back and bless us with your gift. Amen. Your gift of singing as well, because you have a beautiful voice. So come and sing a song.
Wow.
Come and sing a song. You have a gift for singing. Hallelujah. And you have a gift for making people laugh. Amen. You have such a joyous spirit. Amen. And it's such a pleasure listening to you and being around you. And I can't wait till we meet up again soon. We're going to get together again soon.
Oh, praise God. I'm looking forward to it. God is so good.
God is good.
I keep praying for that.
Yes, we're going to pray. And God's going to give us the perfect day for it. And we are going to have some holidays here together. Amen. Glory be to God.
Amen. And I hope
thank
you, Lord.
At some point, but this is what we're going to do. We're going to meet together often because I enjoy so much being with my sisters and brothers. Amen. My real sisters and brothers are those in the family of God. Amen.
Amen. You are all my sisters and brothers because my first family is gone, but I really know. I always tell her, I say, yeah, I'm your sister. You don't deny it.
Real sister.
Yes.
Real sister. I got sisters now, and I prayed for sisters, but I prayed. I said, God, I don't have any sisters. All I had was brothers. And my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Anyway, I've always prayed for sisters. So my daughter, I always said, now I got a sister. I got my daughter. I got a daughter and a sister. And my mother was like my sister, you know, because we were good friends. I was good friends with my mother. We had a very good relationship. And,
oh, that's beautiful. Beautiful.
I have a very good relationship. And you all are my sisters. We have a very good relationship. And so I'm grateful to have my sisters. Amen. I'm so happy.
Amen.
I'm so blessed. I'm so happy.
Blessed
and we're so blessed to have you. We're so blessed for your love that you have given to us. You have brought your love and brought your gift today on this line. And we are very grateful. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for my sisters and my brother on this line, my brother Deacon. We know we can't leave Deacon out. He's faithful. I know he's on this line and he's listening. And we have our sister Andera. She comes on a Saturday. Come in and listen to her. Her and Darlene, Evangelist Darlene, Minister Andera. They come and they give a word. Every now and then Apostle Clay comes on. We appreciate her. We appreciate her coming. And hopefully, I believe she's coming back soon to give a word. And we thank God for her. Amen. So I don't want to leave anybody out. We thank God for the stewards. We thank God for all the people that come to the line and listen to this word of God, even those that we don't know. We thank you so much because sometimes we have numbers on there and we don't know who they are, but we are grateful that you're on this line today and that you have come before. Thank you, Jesus. We praise God. So be encouraged, my sister. Be encouraged.
Thank you.
Be encouraged that those gifts, your gift that God has given you will continue to make room for you. That's what he said. My gift will make room for you and set you before kings. Amen. And so we pray today that you prosper in all things, in health, even as your soul prospers, and that God will do exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ask or think, because you said, I am blessed beyond measure, and you're so right about that. We are all blessed beyond measure, because he will do above all we ask or think according to the power that works within us. And that's what I pray over you. And to God be the dominion and the glory forevermore. Amen. I'm done. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate all of you and all your comments. I'm going to have to leave because, my phone is getting ready to cut off. I thought it was fully charged, but it's dinging like it's going to cut off. But, thank you all. I'm so blessed to have you all in my life, and I thank you for your support, your prayers, and please continue to pray for me. All right. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Amen. Love you. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Love you,
Mo. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Apostle. Thank you, Apostle, for allowing God to use you and for allowing us to come on here. Glory be to God. We are truly blessed. I am so blessed to be a part of this Block Talk Radio family. And more than anything, I'm blessed to have my brother and my sisters on the line. Amen. Hallelujah. Truly, brothers
Amen.
And sisters. Amen. Mother Grant, I don't want to forget Mother Grant. Mother Grant is such a missionary. I mean, this woman of God uses her time. She uses her money. She sends clothes and food to other places. My God, she uses her money at the post office. Glory be to God. And we're praying God's blessings pour out on her continuously in the name of Jesus Christ, and that She don't need to cry. God is right there on her side. Hallelujah. God is blessing her. God always will bless you, Mother Grant. If you're on the line, God is going to continue to bless
you. She's not on the line.
And, amen. But anyway, we thank God for Mother Grant and for all us for the kingdom. Amen. And all of those on the line who is working for the kingdom, tirelessly working, some are, you know, and we really do appreciate everybody. We don't want to leave anybody out. Evangelist Leela was on the other day sharing with us, and we appreciate her every time she comes on. Amen. We appreciate what she has to give to the body of Christ, those gifts that she shares as well on the, on this line. Amen. So that's, I just wanted to say how grateful I am to be among such great company. Amen. God said to make sure that we're among those with wise counsel. Amen. And we need the counsel of the Lord. We need to hear the counsel of the Lord. Amen. I know I need it. I need it every day. I can't be without an apostle. I got to have it. And we speak that you're healed and that your head is not going to hurt you anymore. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank God that he's got your head in his hands. Amen. Hallelujah. He's got your life in his hands. Glory be to God. And so we speak healing over you in the name of Jesus Christ, Jehovah Rapha, like you said. You put your hand on your head. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we know we got the healing virtue of God. Hallelujah. And we know God is not going to allow us to be destroyed. No evil will befall any of us because we have our Lord God Almighty on our side, our Yahweh,
amen.
Our shepherd, we shall not want, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. I'm done about it.
I've got good news for you, Apostle, that the headache has subsided. It is
praise
no longer
God.
There.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
good
you,
news.
Jesus.
And I didn't take any medication, so.
Goodness.
I didn't take any pain pills.
Goodness.
So just going, just pray and Holy Spirit touch.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise
yes.
God. Praise God that you heal
yes,
the pastor,
Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, God. You put that head in.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, God, and that you heal our bodies, Lord. That you heal us all where
yes,
it hurts,
Jesus.
God. That I've healed all your iniquities.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Father God, we thank you for being our Jehovah Rapha. We thank you for touching people who are sick today, Lord. Hallelujah. Like you know that you, God. Oh, God, touch them all around the world who are sick, Father God. Oh, God, because we know you even heal
thank
people
you,
that
Jesus.
Don't have a relationship with you, God, because
thank
you want them to come
you, Lord Jesus.
And show them that the Almighty God, you
Jesus,
want to prove yourself.
Jesus, Jesus,
I'm
Jesus,
your healer,
Jesus.
That I'm your Savior, and I love you. I've seen you do it, God. I've seen you heal. I've seen you do it. In a relationship
Jesus.
With you because of the mercy, because
thank
you are
you,
merciful.
Lord Jesus.
You let them live. You brought them back
yes,
to life.
You are, Lord.
Good, God. Oh, God, I just thank you, Lord, when
yes,
they didn't have no relationship. God, you're always there,
thank
God.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
You perfect timing. You know, God, what it is that
Jesus.
You have planned for our lives, God. And, Father, you said that you are going to
thank
complete
you, Lord Jesus.
Work that started in us. And so, Father God, I'm
Jesus.
Praying, God, for people, Lord God, to come into a relationship with you today, obeying
yes,
you, Lord
Jesus.
God, putting you first before everything and everybody else, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
That they go through, God, glorify you, Lord.
Yes,
oh,
Lord Jesus. Yes.
God. Bring them
glory,
to you,
glory,
Lord.
Glory, 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 Jesus.
Hallelujah, because everything you allow is for purpose. Oh, God,
yes, Lord
you got
Jesus.
For good things for our life.
Thank
not
you, Lord Jesus.
Evil and no good. So, Father God, we
yes,
want to thank
Lord.
You for the that you bring to us every
thank
day
you, Lord
for those
Jesus.
Daily benefits that you pour out, that you said,
thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you.
Daily
Jehovah Rapha, we thank you. We thank you, the God
benefits,
that healeth.
Oh,
we
God.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
We're so grateful, God. Oh,
my God, my God.
Oh, Lord God,
yes, Jesus.
touch your ministers in the prison,
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord, God. We thank you, Jehovah Nisi.
God,
God who fight your battle,
in
Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus.
And he has such an anointed him. Even the clothes he wore was anointed, God. The apron that he had on,
Jesus.
Lord God, was anointed. And it, when it was sent out, people got healed. Oh, God, so God, you can even
thank
use those
you,
in jail. When they were in jail and they were
thank
praying, God,
you, Jesus.
Praying, oh, my God. And the prison doors opened
my
up.
My Lord Jesus.
Well, doors open up and the prisoners will set free.
Thank
well, Lord
you,
God,
Jesus.
We stand today and we're praying for the prison
Jesus.
Doors to open up those, Lord God, to be set free.
Yes,
those
Lord. That open the prison doors, Lord.
They did not do. Or in
yes,
jail with unfair
Jesus.
Sentencing, oh God. We're praying, God, for
yes,
the jail doors
Jesus.
To open, God. To jail doors to open
yes,
in their
Lord,
minds.
Jesus.
Sin just keeps us in prison. My God, we want to be set free in the name of Jesus Christ, for whom the Son says,
thank you, Lord Jesus.
Father, we thank you for freedom for them today. Oh, God, that when they come out of that jail cell, that they'll be glory, that they'll be able to tell their story, my God, and testify for the Lord. Testify what God did for them even in jail. While Joseph was in jail, he was anointed.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
God, we want you, we ask that you promote those people of that you've chosen. Promote
yes,
the jail,
Jesus.
Oh God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah for your glory.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah
Lord
so when
Jesus.
It comes, tell his story to glorify you, our God. God, we thank you, Lord. Father, we come against police brutality today. Oh, God, hallelujah. God, preserve
yes,
your people, Lord.
Jesus.
It's now a new modern-day lynching. One time in slavery days, they would hang people and shoot them and kill them. Well, they're doing it right now, God. Hallelujah. There's still those that have a slave mentality. Oh, Father God, we ask you
Jesus.
To bring them out. Bring them out. My God, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Mentality. Oh, Father God, set them free in the name of Jesus. Even set the police officers.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Set them free, God. Save them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And they won't be lynching people. They won't be killing people. They'll be blessing people. Hallelujah. And doing the service, the work that they are supposed to be doing to help the people and not kill the people. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus,
thank
God.
Thank you,
oh,
Jesus.
God, us from police brutality.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And we gotta be checked.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
About your commandments, and Lord God, we just pray for those commandments, that commandment of murder, thou shalt not murder, to be obeyed in the name of Jesus, that all your commandments
thank you, Jesus.
Be in the name of Jesus so we can live. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Life more abundantly in the name of Jesus when we obey you, God. Oh, Lord, when we obey you, God, we have a good life, a great life. We live, oh, God. Live, please you, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh, God. That we
hallelujah,
your
Jesus.
Way, carry our cross and know, oh, God, that you are going to protect us even when we go through the fire.
Thank you,
you're going to be right there with us. And we're not going to burn. We're not even going to smell like smoke. We're not even going to look what we've been through. We're not going to look like what we've been through because you are one that preserves your people. Hallelujah. Even in our old gray hair days, you said we'll bear fruit, God. Oh, God, as long as we're in this earth, God, we want to bear fruit, Lord God. Oh, God, thank you, God. Hallelujah. That all of us are taken such good care of by you, God. Hallelujah. You're our shepherd and we shall not want, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you all of our needs are met because you said you would supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And only you know what we're in need of, God. Only you know what we're all in need of, God. We know, but you even know about needs we haven't even realized yet, God. You already know because you've already gone before us. You're the Alpha. You're the Omega. You've seen it all. You know it all, and you've been everywhere. You're everywhere present at the same time. And so, God, we thank you. We give you a hand clap of praise because you're Almighty God. God, we ask, oh, God, hallelujah, that you take this COVID virus out of this earth, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. So many have died, Lord, and so many are still dying, God. Oh, God, have mercy. Have mercy, mercy. We cry out for mercy, oh, God. Hallelujah. That nobody else be infected with this disease, oh, God. But your will be done, God. Your will, God. We pray for your will to be done. And we know you allow everything for a reason. There's a purpose for it, God. Oh, but Lord, we still cry out for mercy. Oh, God, we cry out. Hallelujah. Those who can't even cry out for themselves. Lord, we cry out for the one who had a stroke and can't speak. Oh, God, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, for those who can't walk, for the lame to walk, for the blind. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, hallelujah. For every disease, God, you said, I've healed them all. We pray for those, oh, God, to be in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, God. Touch them, Lord. Touch them like nobody else can touch, because when you touch God, it's like no other touch. When you show up, oh, God, something good is going to happen.
Oh, yes, Lord.
You touch the bodies. When you touch the situation, it's going to change for the good. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you. Like when the woman of the issue of blood, when she touched the hem of your garment, she was immediately healed, oh, God. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Hallelujah, God, to touch us with your healing virtue. Touch everybody, oh, God, that's sick, oh, God, by your mercy, God, because the Bible says you have mercy on whom you choose to have mercy on, oh, God. Oh, God, and so we thank you for the mercy that endures forever, and we all say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord God Almighty, for he is great and greatly to be praised. There's nobody like him. Holy Spirit, we thank you for being our comforter, for leading us and guiding us in all truth, oh God. Hallelujah, for these are some troubled times. These
Lord,
times, oh God. Hallelujah, tumultuous times, oh God. Oh my God, we need thee. My God, if it weren't for you, we don't know
thank
where
you, Jesus.
We would be, God. But I know one thing, we wouldn't be
thank
in a good
you,
place.
Jesus.
That's, my God, hallelujah.
Thank
we wouldn't
you,
be
Jesus.
In a place without you, oh God. So we thank you that you are with us always, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for being a vine, and you're our vine, and we're the branches, God. Help us to branch out with your word. Help us to branch out even the more, oh God, to bear more fruit in your name, oh God. In Jesus Christ's name, the name above all names. Amen. Jesus Christ.
Yes,
and we
Jesus.
Thank you, our brother, our friend, hallelujah, he's a friend that stay closer than any brother. My God, there's nobody
yes,
like
Lord.
Nobody like our God. Oh, Lord, we're so happy.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Peace, oh God. We thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding. We're asking you, like the word said, hallelujah, to guard our hearts, guard all of our minds, oh God.
Jesus,
hallelujah.
Jesus,
we thank
Jesus,
you for that.
Jesus,
we thank you Jesus. For that joy that's unspeakable, God. Oh, Lord, I thank you for your joy. Oh, while I go through, God, I can still be joyful. I can still be peaceful. I can still say hallelujah. 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 We thank God for the grace.
Hallelujah,
we
Lord.
Thank God. Hallelujah,
yes,
God.
Jesus.
The miracles, because you're still in the miracle working business. My God, hallelujah. People are being getting miracles right now. Right now, I know that.
Thank
God.
You, Lord Jesus.
Because God never stopped working. He never
hallelujah,
he never,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Healing, deliverance. My
bless
God,
the name of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Destroy chains today, oh God. Oh God, break them out, God. Break them out, God.
in the name
Hallelujah,
of Jesus,
Lord.
God, folks. Thank you, my God. Bless your name. Oh, God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God, our help comes. Oh, God, thank you for all your help, God. Ever present. Help in the time of trouble, God. So much trouble out there.
Jesus.
I know about trouble. My God, every time you always lead us out. You always deliver, God. Every time I've been sick, God, you brought me out and you healed me. Oh, God, every time the devil came against us, God, you kept us safe and you brought us out. Hallelujah. He couldn't destroy this man and woman of God here. He couldn't destroy anybody on this line because God, you were with us through it all. You are with us, God, through all of the night seasons. You brought joy in the morning, oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you said it in your word, God.
Thank you, Lord.
But joy comes in the morning. God, I thank you for the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah, which is my strength. Glory be to God. Jesus, you are our strength.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Oh, we are still here because of you, God. Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. No matter what the enemy try, it won't work. Hallelujah, because we got our armor that you gave us, God. Hallelujah. Our weapons are not carnal, but they are mighty.
Yes, Lord. This one works.
Oh, God. Because of you, God, that's what you said. Hallelujah. And so, God, we keep our
Jesus.
Weapons on. Hallelujah. We're staying on the wall,
Jesus.
God. Hallelujah. We're not
yes,
coming
Lord.
Down.
We're not coming down, Lord.
No matter what
Hallelujah,
comes
Jesus.
Our way, we're not coming off the wall. We're going to stay on the wall, God.
Bless the name
Hallelujah.
Of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. And continue to work
Bless
in this
the name of the Lord Jesus.
You first and all of your righteousness, God. To
yes,
all
Lord.
Added unto us, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
And you add daily benefits.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you for having mercy. And
Jesus.
You said, hitting
Mercy,
you.
Lord.
No, you said it, God. I thank
Yahweh.
You, God, that
yes,
you never
Lord.
Got that. Hallelujah.
Yes, sure.
And I thank you, God.
I'm a child. Yes, Lord. We thank
oh,
you.
It's thrown in the sea of forgetfulness,
yes,
and you
Jesus.
Never remember it no more. Oh, what a God.
Jesus.
What a mighty God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God you serve.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Mighty, mighty, mighty
yes,
is he. Who reigns forevermore. Yes, Lord.
Glorify
Jesus.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, my God, I got
Jesus.
To God say, be the voice of fire.
Hallelujah.
For the Lord.
Hallelujah.
To praise our God. We're using this
yes,
time.
Yes,
to
yes,
work
yes, yes.
My God, we're using this time to say we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we're going to
yes,
keep walking
Jesus.
Circumspectly before you because we know you're going to help us do it as long
yes,
as
Lord.
We desire you over everything else, oh God. Keep us, Father.
Oh, my Lord.
God, we can't do it unless you keep us. Oh, my God, keeping us in your secret place, my God. Oh, keeping us hidden in the rock of all ages. Jesus
yes,
Christ,
yes, yes,
we're
yes,
hidden
yes,
in the
yes.
cleft of the rock, y'all. We're hidden in the cleft of the rock. Don't you ever be afraid.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Because Jesus said, don't worry. Hallelujah. My Father in heaven, hallelujah, he takes care of the little bitty sparrow. You know he's going to take care of you. Hallelujah. Glory
yes,
be to God.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Every need
yes,
is
Lord.
Met. Hallelujah, because we have
yes,
the Savior.
Lord.
Hallelujah. So don't worry.
Yes,
thank
Jesus.
Don't fret. Thank Don't give up.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hope alive in your heart, and we just continue to praise him, worship him, wait on him. Hallelujah. While you pray, you got to wait. Hallelujah. Stay in the
waiting
room of the Holy Ghost. Of the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
because we're going to continue to learn as long as we're here. As long
I'll
as
wait,
we want
Lord.
To learn,
I wait on you, Lord.
On
you. I wait
he's
on you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
He's going to pour out understanding. He's going to
yes,
pour
Father.
Out his anointing.
Help me
his,
to wait,
his
Lord
fire.
Jesus.
His mercy, his
wait
grace.
On the provisions,
Hallelujah.
Lord God.
Thank you for
wait
your
on your
grace,
leading,
Father.
Oh God.
in this place and all around, oh God. We thank you for the grace
that abounds
on the sinner. Where sin abounds, grace abounds even more. Father God, we thank you for that grace upon a sinner, because I know, God, you had grace on my life. Hallelujah. I wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for your grace, oh God. We would not be on this line if it wasn't for your grace, oh God. So, Father, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh,
hallelujah,
God, I thank
Jesus.
You that thing is done for our life.
Thank
oh God,
you, Lord
Jesus. Already done because of how great you are.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
Holy Spirit.
When I think of what you have already
thank
done.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
So grateful, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Holy Jesus.
Holy
Jesus.
Oh, God. So much, God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
God. You kept us
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
All these years you kept us, God.
Jesus.
Even when we don't have a relationship, God, you still kept me. Hallelujah, God. You kept
Hallelujah,
us from disease.
Jesus.
You kept us from death. Lord God, you kept us from so much, God, that we won't
Hallelujah,
even know it
Jesus.
Until air with us one day in heaven, maybe you share. Oh, God,
Jesus.
Things just come that we don't even know about, God. Jesus, how you kept us from harm.
Jesus.
That we didn't even know about.
Jesus.
Kept us from deaths and disease and even death, even our
Jesus.
Early death. Oh, God, we pray, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, keep our children.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Not let our children fall into evil, God.
Jesus.
Oh, God, watch our babies in school. Oh, God, keep them safe, Lord. Keep them in college safe, Lord. Wherever they are, God, because the devil is lurking, God, but you're greater than anything he could ever do. Father, I thank you, Lord. We plead your blood
thank
over
you,
our
neighbors.
We plead your blood over our neighbors, God. We just ask you to watch over our communities.
Yes, Lord.
The enemy
blood,
is lurking,
the blood.
No one yes, Lord. Prosper in every tongue that rise up against us, we condemn it, for this is the heritage
yes,
of the faith of them. We thank
you. Claim your word today, Lord.
God. Thank
yes,
you,
Jesus, Lord,
for that
Jesus.
Inheritance, God. Oh, that inheritance that we have through Jesus Christ. Jesus, you said, what is mine is yours. Isn't that beautiful? That's what you said, God. What mine is
Hallelujah,
yours.
Lord.
You shared your son with us. You gave your only begotten son, God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He died on the cross for us, God, and we're so grateful.
Yeah, grateful.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I love you, my brothers and sisters. And oh, God, I thank you.
Oh, yes.
This day, right now, and every day you've already given us the days to come.
Amen.
Oh, God, touch our governing body. Touch young woman, Lord.
Do it, Jesus.
Have an abortion, God. Lead her to the right place.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Have that abortion so they can use her baby to do evil for greed. For greed. They're aborting babies for greed. Oh, God, send innocent blood for the greed. God, that the church would take those young mothers.
Yes.
That the church would raise them.
Yes, Lord.
But Jesus, God.
My.
Oh, turn her around from that abortion clinic, God. Turn her around. Hallelujah. Turn her around. Give her the help. Let her hear you, God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Not to murder today.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
I do it, God. These young girls, a lot of them don't understand and don't know you, Father.
No, they don't, Jesus.
Even the old ones don't know you, God. We ask you to spare life today.
Oh, yes.
That baby, God, spare that baby.
We know you don't want it to happen, God. You don't want people to, it's your law, not to murder. Oh, God, turn her around and let the church reach out to the young mothers. Even those that, you know, when they decide to keep their baby, they need help. These young girls need help, God.
Yeah, Lord Jesus.
Mothers of the church would take over by your spirit. Take over, God, by your spirit.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Hallelujah. And raise these babies in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Raise, keep them, adopt them. That's yes. what we want to do, God. This is what I want to do, God. Hallelujah. It's my desire, God. Hallelujah. That no life have to die.
Yes, yes, yes.
No child have to die. Unless you choose, but not by abortion, God, that's not your will. That's not your will. Murder is not your will. Murder is not your will. Abortion is not your will, God. We are told not to shed innocent blood. And so, God, I thank you. God, thank you. Bring them to the church. Bring the young men to the church before they start thinking they could sell drugs. Before they start thinking they have to use drugs, bring the young people to church, God. Oh, speak to them, Father. They don't need the drugs. All they need is the Holy Ghost. All they need is the Holy Ghost to get a high with the Holy Ghost that no drug can give, no alcohol, no person, nothing can give what the Holy Spirit can give. God, touch the young people. Touch us all, Lord, to make the decisions that will glorify, that will worship your holy name. Amen. In Jesus Christ's name, amen, God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Apostle, for allowing me to pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That just was in my belly. It had to come out. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Apostle Miller, my sister, for hanging in there with me and for listening. Hallelujah, for listening. Glory be to God. Deacon Frazier, thank you for listening.
Mother Grant just got on, Apostle.
Amen.
Come on, Mother Grant.
She just got off or she's just getting on?
She just got on.
Get on, yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning to everybody. A good afternoon. Yeah. You know, I start back with the center, so I'll be going there in the morning time. At the center, get to leave there.
I didn't hear you, Mother. What you
said? No, I said the center is back. I just started back going to the center about a week ago. So I go into the center now, the senior center. That is have you know something there for us, yeah. So I'm going go there in the morning time. Get out.
That's good. Praise God. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Blessing to everybody online this morning. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
All right.
God bless you, Mother. God bless you.
God bless. That's right. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Apostle, before Mother Grant read, you know, I was going to ask you to pray. And because what I heard, the Lord says that the scrolls were open.
Mm-hmm.
That was what I heard the Lord says to my spirit. He said the scrolls are open. Mm-hmm. And it is time to pray.
Yes,
it is time to pray for healing.
Yes, God.
And you started, you went right there, sister. And I said to myself, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we are on one accord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you said that healing was manifest and miracles was taking place. That was coming out the scroll. That was coming out the scroll.
Mm-hmm.
Only Jesus could open the scrolls. Only Jesus could open the scrolls.
Jesus.
And he said the scrolls are open. Hallelujah. Okay, Mother Grant, you can go ahead and read.
Praise God. Thank you,
Praise
Apostle.
The Lord. My reading is a connection. God. The Lord disciplined those who he loves as a father,
yes.
The son he delight in. Proverbs 3:12. Blessed is the man whom God correct. So do not despise the discipline of the Almighty, for he wounded, but he also bind up the injury, but his hands also heal. Job 5:17-18. Blessed is the man who discipline, O Lord, the man who teach from your law. You granted him release from the days of trouble till the pit is dig for the wicked. Psalms 94:12-13. When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that he will not be condemned with the world. 1 Corinthians 11:32. Therefore, we do not lose heart through outwardly. We are wasting away, yet inwardly. We are being renewed day by day, for our light and our moment trouble are advising for us an eternal glory that far outweigh them all. 2 Corinthians 4:16-17. Because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son. Hebrews 12:6. Our Father disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplined us for our good, that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seemed pleasant at the time, but painful later on. However, it produced a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Hebrews 12:10-11. And may God and his blessing to his word. Amen.
Amen.
Connecting God. Correcting God. Correcting God. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Mother. That was great. Right on time. We talked about the laws of God today. 10 Commandments. And God will chastise if we don't obey. Amen. He obeys his sons and he chastises his sons and his daughters because he loves us. Hallelujah. He chastises those whom he loves. Keep us straight. Get us straight again. Amen. Thank you, Mother. That was great. Right on time. This was the message today. And I know Apostle and Apostle Millie and Apostle Callender will agree. Amen. That is
Amen.
Right there. Glory be to God. So thank you for obeying the Father. Amen. Thank you, Mother Grant. God bless you and have a great day. Amen.
Thank you. You do the same. Amen. Blessings to you.
Thank you, Mother.
Thank you so much, Mother Grant, for that word. Hallelujah. Thank you so much.
That was beautiful.
I think Apostle is calling. Apostle. Go ahead, Apostle Millie.
Dad, what did you say, Apostle?
I think you were calling Apostle Linda.
Uh-uh.
Oh,
no.
I thought I heard you calling Apostle. Okay.
I might be calling before I go with. Bye, Brother Carter. I'm glad to go.
Well, the word.
I always called her, you know, but I wasn't calling her right then. Mm-hmm.
That's all I heard. Well,
amen.
The word was good today. The responses was good. The reading was good. Everything
yes,
was good. Brother Deacon is busy all the time, but we thank God he's still hearing. He has his Bluetooth on, and he's listening.
Mm-hmm.
So if and no one has a word to share or prayer to say, we're going to ask the Apostle Millie to pray and close us out, and we'll be back here tomorrow. Somebody will be preaching tomorrow, but come on in, tell somebody. Thank God for Sister Anna. She's faithful to be on the line with us every day. You know, God is good. We thank God for her. Thank God for Mother Grant doing the work of the kingdom. Deacon is doing the work of the kingdom. Apostle Millie doing the work of the kingdom. Bishop Washington, Apostle Washington, we all are doing the work
Amen.
Of the kingdom. You know, we can never get too
Praise
busy. We're doing the work of the kingdom. And the Lord God of Israel is pleased. He is pleased.
Amen.
He's pleased. Because he knows that it's getting close for him to return.
Yes.
And we are in the field doing the kingdom work, sending a message over the airwaves that somebody might hear and say, what must I do to be saved? Somebody might say, I didn't know that I was messing up all the commandments, but I heard a teaching today that really tell me I got to make some adjustments in my life. We are teaching and preaching these messages to bring awareness to the people that they know there's no excuse. Apostle said that today. There's no excuse. There's no excuse. You heard
Amen.
It on Blog Talk Radio. There's no
That's
excuse.
Right.
So Apostle Jefferson, you can pray and close us out. And the Lord
Amen.
Lead you to pray and close us out.
Amen. Again, I thank and praise God for everything that's been said today, and his name, for the prayers, for the his word going forth. Amen. And as our apostle was saying, you know, we know he's soon to come, but as of now, we are in the vineyard, we're working in the vineyard, and the song say, what would you be doing when Jesus comes? And he's going to find you working, hallelujah. Or he's going to find you somewhere up on a tree with a bottle in your hand. I'm just using that because a bottle ain't the only thing you're singing. Other words, when we come, we find you in sin and we find you in righteousness. Hallelujah. I just praise
Hallelujah.
God. Thank you, Jesus. If no one else will have anything to say, amen. And if not, okay, let everyone in the spirit repeat after me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart.
The words of my mouth. Meditation of my heart.
Be
acceptable in thy sight. O Lord.
In Jesus.
My strength.
Amen.
My redeemer. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Thank you so much, Apostle. The Lord bless you and keep you. And the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. The Lord give you peace. In Jesus' holy name, we thank God for you. We really do. Thank God for each and every one of you. And we pray that you stay faithful. Stay faithful to the hope that's inside of you.
Amen.
Stay faithful to the hope that's inside of you.
Amen.
Knowing that you built on a sure foundation.
That's right.
Foundation is Jesus Christ. Foundation that cannot be moved. Stay faithful. We will see you all on tomorrow. If the Lord say the same and we are all in the land of the living on this side of the grave, we'll see you all tomorrow.
Lord.
Have a blessed day. Remember that I love you, but God loves you more. Be blessed.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Be blessed.
Bye-bye.
Amen.
Goodbye.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
I'm here.
Amen.
We'll talk later. All right. Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, praise the
Lord. Really?
Praise the Lord. Take care.
Yes. Amen. God bless you all.
God bless you too, Brother Deacon.